Welcome to Women Writing Men. This is episode 33. This week, we're doing The Selection by Kira Cass. Is that her name?
I don't know.
Great. I'm Delaney. I'm here with Mariah.
Hello.
I don't remember what we do.
What is the goal of our podcast?
The goal of our podcast is to find the most attractive man in fiction. This week, I don't think we have a contender.
He was sweet from what I can remember.
There's two guys.
I know, but I only considered one of them.
I'm curious which one you only considered, because I felt like the author was like, consider both.
Oh, no.
Okay, so you guys, I don't know, I have no idea what our demographics look like, but you guys might remember The Selection. I think it came out a couple years ago. I remember it being part of, like, the Hunger Games era okay. of YA. Mm-hmm. So I read just the first one. Mariah read the whole series just because she was curious.
And I read them so fast, so I was like, I'm just gonna, you know, download these while I'm away. And I just kept coming to the iCloud library, and I just kept reading them to find out how it ended.
And I'm glad you did, because this book, I was shocked when I got to the end.
And it was just not done.
It was just clearly not done.
It was so disappointing.
It was crazy. And I was like, we were really harsh on that one Amazon book that ended at a third of the way through the story, because this is what this story did.
Yeah. It's different than, like, the Hunger Games, where
there's a whole arc. In the first
book. The story's not over, but that story was.
Yeah.
This is not like that.
This is
a one story that takes three books to write.
Yeah.
Kind of story.
The book, like, book one of this series is, like, the first third of a book.
Yeah.
And kind of boring at that.
But the reason why I did pick it is because I think it's being made into a movie. Maybe a TV show. Not 100% sure.
What's the other one? Oh, we have to watch Where the Crawdads Sing.
I know. I went and watched it after. I was like, I should have asked you. Because I did go and see
you
it.
You went and watched it without me? What the heck, dude? I know.
Gosh. It was at, like, the cheap theater until I just, like, want to go. And I was like, I guess so. And then we literally were in the theater before the movie started, and she's like, you should have invited Delaney. I'm like, duh, I should have.
What the heck? Rude.
So I haven't gone and seen it.
I'm so...
But oh my gosh. For you and all of our listeners, you should go watch it just because, what's the guy that we like's name?
Now I have to remember his name.
Why? You know I won't.
I know.
Chase and...
It's not Eric.
Ergel.
Tate.
He was
so... You were so close.
Tate was so attractive.
Attractive man in fiction on this podcast, and you go without me.
I literally, like, throughout the whole movie, I kept, like, looking to Delaney and being like, he's getting better looking, I swear. It's like, he's not aging or anything, but dang, he's fine. And he's getting more fine.
My God, I can't believe you just, like, got all the way to sitting in the theater seat and being like, oh.
It's so bad. I was so mad at myself, but yeah. It's too late, I've seen it.
All right, great. Well, there goes an episode that we could have done.
We can still go watch it again.
No, I don't want to anymore. Oh, okay. Well, that was a waste of minutes of my life.
So anyways, they're turning this election into something. I don't remember. I saw a TikTok about
Maybe it. Mariah will invite me this time. Who knows? Because we have to watch Beautiful... Disaster too. I know. We have to do it, though. Okay. Okay, yeah, we gotta get into this book. Mariah.
It's called The Selection.
God, again. You're so good at this.
Again, everyone, I read this in months ago.
It was a couple months ago.
Okay, so I read my first chapter summary, so that's basically what I fully remember, which is she lives in a dystopian future. They live in caste systems, from one being, like, high class to a low number that neither of us remember. She is a five, and when there is a prince that needs to be wed, the way this country decides who will marry him is all the girls can, like, put their name into the selection. He's going to look at them all, pick some to go to the castle, to be basically on a reality dating show. And by the end, he will pick one of the girls. So she applies because her boyfriend breaks up with her.
Yeah.
Kind of.
And tells you.
And tells her to or something. Yeah. I don't know. Don't really remember. And she gets selected. Mm-hmm. And then she goes to the castle.
Yep.
And I don't remember any of their names at all, which is why I called her, and the prince, and the boyfriend. I was trying to remember.
Her name.
What's the first letter?
Her name's America.
Okay. Yeah. Never would have guessed it.
Yeah.
What's the prince's first letter?
M.
Merrick?
Maxon.
Maxon. And the boyfriend?
It starts with an A. Oh.
Artemis.
Aspen. You were so close.
I actually have Aspen on my baby list, baby name list, but for a girl.
Yeah. I was like, why Aspen in America? It's just a weird.
Yeah.
A lot of the names in this got some raised eyebrows for me.
One of the girls' name starts with a C.
Okay.
Like one of the other girls in the selection.
Okay.
But I knew it wasn't the girl. I just was like, there's a girl, her name starts with
Celeste.
Yeah. And in my head it was a S sound.
Okay.
But I had no idea. And I was like, darn it, it's not the main character, but I know one character's first S sound.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I don't really remember what happens during the selection. She flirts with the Kit Prince, Aspen shows up and things get a little swarmy.
Okay, are you ready for first thoughts, or is that, are you still summarizing?
I'm done.
Okay, only read the first book, which was, as we said, like the first third of a story.
Yeah.
And I found it really boring. And like, the thing is, I'm not even much for like bachelor type shows, but even this was like pretty dull for that. Like, I found the dialogue really wooden, and so it. And I was like, that's kind of all you got going for you.
Oh, man, I wish I could remember more of what I thought. I remember I was reading this at the time on a cruise with my brother's girlfriend. And I was, like, giving her a rundown of, like, what was going on.
Yeah.
And I remember talking to her about, like, how it was kind of like The Bachelorette and, like, The Hunger Games, but worse.
Yeah.
And I hope I read about it. Because I'm like, I want to know. Yeah. I do know, while I was reading it, I really wanted to know who she was going to select.
Yeah.
Like, that, I mean, he is selecting if he's going to pick someone. Mm-hmm. But, like, there's also the whole undercurrent of, like, is she going to pick the prince?
Or is she going to pick
her old boyfriend? Mm-hmm. And I just really wanted to know. Mm-hmm. So it
was compelling for
that
reason.
It was compelling enough that I read all the rest of the books and didn't just look up
who it was,
because normally we do that.
We have
done that before. We're like, we're never reading the rest.
What happens
But this one was like so easy. Mm-hmm. Like, it wasn't complex. Mm-hmm. There was nothing to understand. It was like just words on a page, so I understand that in terms of the woodenness and, like, just not a lot happened.
And like, I found the characters very flat. Mm-hmm. I don't know,
single dimensional.
Yeah.
One dimensional
But yeah.
So yeah, well, I might have more first thoughts as I remember.
Your thoughts?
My thoughts about this story. I should really read my summary before you come.
Oh, it's fine.
But then I wouldn't know the characters' names, and that's not as good.
It's not as good. Okay, so chapter one, we're introduced to her parents, her siblings, blah, blah, blah. We're introduced to Maxon, who is the prince of the land, which is called Ilia. And his last name is Shreve.
Who?
The prince.
Oh, Maxon Shreve.
Yeah, and I found that last name the least sexy name. And I was like, what a weird name for the royal family. Like, why did she pick that?
Yeah.
It was so...
I wonder if it has some kind of meaning.
It was so, unattractive to me. And I was like, you could have picked any name. That was the thought I had a lot during this. I'm like, you could have picked any name, and you picked this.
That's funny.
Yeah, so her name is America, and history of this world is like there was some, it's our world, but in the in a dystopian future. Yes. So America did exist at a time.
Yes.
And so her being named America is kind of a callback to the fact that America exists. A callback, I think that's the wrong word.
In memorial?
Yeah, it's something like that, of yeah. like that America existed. It's kind of like a hopeful word.
Yes.
Not necessarily place.
America is beautiful.
Oh, the part, yeah. Yeah, the girl is.
Yeah. Not the country.
Yeah, so she's thinking about the selection. She's like, that's so dumb. I don't want to do that. And I was like, you should do it for the money. 100%.
You just get, like, do you just, you, if you get selected mm-hmm. to go to the palace to be a part yeah. of the reality TV show, you just get money.
Yeah.
Even if you're out first.
You still get, like, more money than you would have if
yeah,
you
Yeah, and you
go.
Also just get to climb a cast.
Yeah.
Like, don't they all become, like, twos or something?
Yeah, like, you do, like,
and, like, her whole family gets increased in cast. Mm-hmm. Like, it's good for them.
Yeah.
Except for the way the cast system works is kind of dumb because, like, her family is fives, which are artists. Mm-hmm. And if you move up to, like, a two, you're not allowed to be an artist anymore. Which is what the whole family is good at.
Yeah.
So, like, that's kind of inconvenient.
Yeah. I felt like the cast system, I was like, what? What are they? Like, because I kept thinking of jobs, and I'm like, what cast are you if you're this job? Like, a garbage man. Like, what?
Well, that has to be worse than five. But, like, six was, like, a significant drop.
Yeah, six was, like, servants.
Yeah.
It was, like, and really unhappy servants.
Yeah, and then there was more than that.
Yeah.
There was, like, seven and eight, I think. Like, yeah. Eight was, like, destitute.
Yeah.
I don't remember what seven was.
Yeah, I don't know what the difference between, like, slave and destitute is. But that's what a seven is.
And her boyfriend is Aspen.
Yeah. And he's hiding in her treehouse. And he is a six, which is the servant class.
And that you're not supposed to, like, date outside your caste.
Yeah. And so he has a big family. There's a lot of mouths to feed. He's, like, working for his family.
Aspen has dark hair, green eyes, tall, yeah. but not too tall, thin, but not too thin. Most attractive guy in the town.
Yeah, yeah, but he's a lower caste. And so he tells her to do the selection. Like, she's like, I'm not going to do it because I love you and we're going to be together.
And he's like, no, don't lose out on this opportunity for me.
Yeah, which, yeah, she should go for the money. Yeah. Like... Yeah, so did you not consider him a contender?
I said, is he going to be a part of the love interest? Or is the king, prince, going to yeah. be the love interest? Or is it going to be both? And I didn't know. But mm-hmm. I basically decided it's going to be the king. And just, like, ruled out Aspen.
Altogether.
I was like, this book does not end with her picking Aspen. I'm sorry.
That's true. Like, I can't imagine it ending that way unless the story justified it somehow.
Yes.
But, like...
Yeah.
At the same time, my mother, she has a rule that the first guy
I know.
Introduced in a romance is the guy.
Which I thought was really interesting because here he was and I was like, I'm just going to ignore him because I'm choosing the prince.
But I guess the whole plot revolves around who the prince picks, so it would be weird for him to not pick her.
Yes.
So it is very strange that
yes.
I felt the author made a weird choice doing this, unless she only did it to give Aspen more
power
because so that he would be
we're gonna go for the prince.
Yeah. Well, I only read the first book, and based on the first book, I only liked Aspen.
Okay.
Because, like, Maxon was so boring in this book. Like, he did nothing. He had nothing going for him. Like, Aspen was, like, heat of the moment exciting.
Yeah.
And Maxon was just, like... Existing. I walk around like an awkward man. Like, he doesn't know how to talk to women.
Because he doesn't have any but his mom.
Yeah. Yeah. And it wasn't hot.
It was endearing.
I'm glad we have different opinions, though.
But Aspen does have good qualities. Like, he protects his whole family.
Yeah. Like, he's working
he works so hard.
And, like, he's really attractive, apparently. I don't even remember what they described Maxon as.
I said, finding out that he takes care of his family makes him more attractive than reading that he's the most attractive man in town.
True, actually. Yeah, he was just, like, he just really wants to, like, he has sisters and younger siblings, and he just wants them to have money and be okay.
And they fight about kids in this moment. And yeah. I only wrote it down. I don't know if they were fighting about how many kids or kids at all, but it's noted that they're not allowed to use birth control. It's illegal, I guess.
Yeah.
And she's like, what are we going to do? And I was like, just track your cycle.
Yeah.
Like, it's not guaranteed, but don't be willy-nilly about it.
I found it, the details that were included in this story were very strange to me.
That's why, I mean, I don't know why, it never comes back, this fight about children, but.
Like, yeah, like, here's the thing, guys, you know, stories can have whatever details they want for world building purposes, whatever. There was just things where I was like,
why?
Why? And they never really made sense to me. So yeah, so she goes to do the selection. She goes to get her picture taken. She runs into Aspen's mom at the picture place. And Aspen's mom is there with his sisters who are getting their picture taken too. And the mom's like, oh, I think he's met somebody. I think he has a girl that he likes. I think he might be saving up money. Like, he probably wants to get married soon.
Yeah.
And America's like, oh my God, he wants to get married to me.
Yes.
And so she's really excited. And so then she takes a picture and she looks all beautiful because she's like...
just found out that the man she loves her.
Yeah.
And wants a future with her.
Because she, like, they've been sneaking around for 2 years, but they don't, I don't know, they don't really have a shot at a future together.
Yes. But he's going to make it work.
Yeah.
I have some other things in here. I wrote, Dad lays down the facts. Which is, I was like, what more for the facts? He just says, I mean, it's like kind of the push on why it can't be Aspen. He says, you can't just marry someone for love because marriage is hard and you need more than love.
And, like, he means it in the sense of, like, you need food on the table, you know?
Yeah. And, like, it was an interesting one, I guess, in my own head. I wrote afterwards, yes, you need more than love.
Yeah.
Always, hands down. Everyone listen to that message. More than love to make a marriage work. But the thing that was interesting was, I was like, Aspen has the qualities that would show a woman he's a capable man. He will provide for you. He's dedicated. He's hardworking. The problem is he's a six.
Yeah.
And just no matter how hard he works, he never will have enough.
Yeah.
And I was like, what do you do with that?
I know. I know. It's a very rough position. Like, without the selection, they had no shot.
Yeah.
Like, she was like, we'll make it work somehow. But then he breaks up with her?
Sure.
She agrees to do the selection, so then her mom is like, you can keep some of the money from when you work. So then she has more money, and then she buys some stuff for Aspen. And she's like, she buys some food for him, because normally she saves like part of her dinner and gives it to him, because he's like that poor. And so then she saves up money, she like gets a dinner for him, and then he's like, his pride is like, he's like, I'll never be able to treat you like this.
Yeah.
And so then he's like, we have to break up. Like, I will never be able to give you a good life.
Yeah.
And I was like, at the time, I was like, that's stupid. Like, it's stupid that he is being this way. But, you know, now that I'm like looking back at it, he was kind of justified. Like, he was never going to be able to provide a life for her.
No. I have the description of Prince.
Oh, okay.
It was described in here.
I think he's on TV, but.
Honey color hair, brown eyes, looks like summertime, short. Neat hair. Would be attractive to people not in love with Aspen. Very proper and polished, which she is not into. I also wrote, she's worried that she's going to have to sleep with the prince, even though it's illegal. And she also maybe told Aspen that she might have to sleep with the prince, and Aspen wasn't impressed by that. Was that a part of the fight? I don't know. I don't remember.
Chapter 5 was the breakup.
I like skipped a bunch. I'm on chapter 7.
Okay.
I
only wrote... chapter 6. Yeah, this is the part where she gets chosen for the selection.
Yeah. And it's only one girl from each province, by the way.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I wrote it because I was like, it's like the Hunger Games in that way.
Yeah.
Like, it's only one person from each district.
Yeah.
But if you lose, you just go home.
Yeah.
You
as opposed to being
die.
Killed. Yeah. then this guy kind of shows up and he's like, yeah, you can't reject the advances of the prince.
Yes. He like comes to like give her a rundown on what's
going on. On like what's going on. Like he's like, you have to take these vitamins. You have to like, here's what your travel situation is going to be like.
Also, if the prince comes on to you.
Don't say no.
Yeah.
And she's like, that's weird because I have to be a virgin when I go there. And also it's like illegal for me to sleep with someone I'm not married to.
But she's not a virgin, right?
She is a virgin.
She is?
Yeah. Because it's illegal.
So her and Aspen never did anything?
No.
Okay.
They didn't. They did, like, everything but kind of thing.
Okay.
So then Aspen is there, but he's, like, pretending to just help her clean things because he's a servant. I know. And then, and then she's like, I was chosen for the selection. And then she's, like, throws the pennies that he gave her at him.
Because the only thing he can give her is pennies. So yeah. He'll give her, when he finds a penny, he'll keep it and give it to her. And she's been collecting them all.
Yeah, and so then
she throws them all at him, but she has one left, and she takes it with her.
Yeah, she like gives him that like the penny money, and then some other money, and she's like, "Here, if you want money so bad, take the money." And then he like is gonna go to the draft for military things.
Yeah, which is like a guaranteed caste upgrade.
Yeah, yeah, which it.
But you also might die.
Yeah. So like then he was business. He was like. Still justified in breaking up with her because he's like, I might just die, so then why marry? Why get married? Chapter 7, she leaves.
Yeah, she goes to the send-off ceremony and she sees Aspen with another girl. And yeah. She's like, he's already moved on?
Yeah, which was kind of ridiculous.
I was very like, what's why? What is happening?
I know.
Like, I was like, believe that he had moved on or that he was trying to make her jealous, but I was like, this is what it's coming across as. Like, what's the author doing?
I know. And I also was like, either the author's going to reveal he was, like, later she's going to reveal that he was, like, a playboy all along.
Yeah, or that's what I wonder, too. I was like, are they, like, is he a two-timer?
He been sleeping with, like, every girl in town or something? But then I was like, he's so poor. How does he have the time or money to be, like, a playboy?
She has a sweet goodbye with her dad. And she has a boring goodbye with her mom. And I said, her dad, or her mom does not understand her. But her dad does.
Yeah. Chapter 8. They're on the plane and she meets like one of the girls that she's going to be at the selection with, this girl named Marley. She meets a couple of girls. She meets Celeste, Marley, and Ashley. And
would you like to hear my notes about this?
She's
meeting some of the other girls. I'm not going to write their names down. Marley is nice. Ashley is quiet. Celeste sucks. She thinks she's better than everyone else. I decided to write their names down.
Yeah. I like that you're like, I'm not writing the names. Immediately writes the names.
I thought, I bet these girls are important. They're part of the reality show.
Yeah.
So I wrote them down.
Yeah. She mentions that she's never had a friend before at this point, which is a red flag.
Yeah. Big red flag.
Like, she was like...
But neither does Maxon. Does Aspen? Do any of these people have friends?
I know. Yeah.
She has red hair, too. Did you know that?
Oh, America?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've known that for a while, but...
This is when I find out. Yeah. She also decides that she's gonna like try really hard now, which I think is so stupid. Cause she's like, he broke my heart. Now I'll try harder.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Aspen, you idiot. Like, I don't know what he wanted.
Yeah.
I'm like, don't.
What were you trying to achieve like, here? Yeah. I felt that about him at this point as well. Like, I was like, what?
Like, obviously you still love her. I didn't believe the whole thing with the other girl.
Yeah.
It's like, clearly you want her. So what are you doing?
I know.
Like, at least tell her, like, go to the selection, make some money. We'll figure it out when you get home.
Yeah.
But, like, don't break up with her. Now she's gonna, like, go try for it.
Yeah. 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 It was a strange choice on Aspen's part. I could kind of justify it, though, because they are kind of young and stupid.
Yeah. Young and stupid. You always gotta remember that.
I know.
They're, like, 17.
Right? They're, like, idiots.
When they arrive, she finds out she has fans, and she, like, interacts with them.
I was like, why does she have fans? It's fine, but it was just weird. Like,
it's like the Hunger Games. When they arrive, everyone's like, woo, goodness!
It's because she's going to die. She's just going to do the Bachelorette.
But she might be their queen.
I guess.
You've seen people in about the royal crap.
She might not be.
Yeah, but it's like when someone starts dating someone.
I know,
like,
yeah.
Huge publicity. Oh my gosh. Did you see... Selena Gomez was walking down the street with Bruno Mars.
With some rando.
And everyone's like, oh!
Exactly. They all make that exact sound. Chapter 9.
Okay.
They put makeup on. They get a tour of the castle. there's a lot of, I wrote lots of girls' names and then did not write any of the names.
I wrote that we don't get a good description of the castle, which I was fine with.
Yeah.
But it was because she couldn't see it well.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is so accurate. Because I went to a bunch of castles in Europe. I was reading in the Europe at the time, and you can't really see them. They're not like these grand things. Like, there's a wall.
Yeah.
You can't see the castle because they put walls around it to protect the castle. So I was like, this is accurate. I'm very glad you didn't describe it because she couldn't see it, and this is from her point of view.
And speaking of walls, there's trouble at the castle. There's rebels. Rebels come and attack the castle frequently. And I was like, oh, I wonder if rebels are going to attack later. But they mentioned that, oh, watch out, rebels might attack. And then all the other girls want her gone. They already don't like her.
Yeah, I don't know why. She, like, is...
She was too nice to the fans.
She was too nice to the fans, and then she also has the, like, the Katniss vibe of, like...
Yeah.
I want to look exactly like who I am. Don't, like, put me in fancy clothes. Don't overdo my makeup.
And then all the other girls are, like...
Going all out. Mm-hmm. And so she's, like, standing out, obviously, which is going to make Max and go, ooh la la, my honey bunny.
Yeah. That's what I'll do.
Canada was mentioned.
Canada was mentioned. That's like the saddest, like, most Canadian thing where we're just like, Canada was mentioned.
We were.
I was also laughing with Alex. I was like, what if they named the main girl Canada?
It's funny, isn't it? You know any Canadas? I don't.
I don't either.
There's America Ferrera.
America is a name that people use.
And there's America from a Marvel. There's a girl named American Marvel now.
Mm-hmm. But Canada not used so much. But I was like, in this world, they could have justified it, and yet they chose not to use Canada.
Yeah, but Canada and America amalgamated into
whatever they are now.
Yeah.
Chapter 10, she has a panic attack or something, and like runs outside. Like, she's in her room, and then she's like, oh, I'm too restricted, and she runs outside, and then the guards won't let her outside, and then the prince comes, and he's like, let her outside.
And this is before they met him, right?
Yeah.
This is, like, insider scoop.
Yeah, so he comes outside, and he's like, are you okay? And then she's just like, I don't even want to be here. Leave me alone. Yeah, I don't like you.
She's, like, so unkind to him.
She's like, you're shallow and terrible.
Yeah. And he's like, interesting. Tell me.
Ooh, ooh la la. Yeah, and
he also feels like the castle's a cage, though, so they have, like, a bonding
thing.
We both get it. This place sucks.
Yeah, it's very beautiful.
And I said he does seem like a good guy, like, in this interaction.
He's very nice to her. Yeah, even though she's really not. Yeah,
And he does say that he's just like she doesn't understand him, like, and why he's doing this. And he's like, I'm not allowed out. Like,
this is,
I want a companion, and this is my way of getting one. So, like, I'm going for it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fair.
Yeah. He's like, I can't, it's not like I can date.
Yeah.
Like, this is what I have to do. And he's like, I just want to get someone who's not terrible out of the whole thing.
Yeah.
So she makes a deal with him at this point where she's like, please keep me around. I need the money. And also, I don't want to go home.
Yeah.
And we'll just be friends.
Yeah. She basically is like, my heart's somewhere else, but, like, my heart's crushed. So, like, keep me here.
Yeah. Keep me here. I like the food. I want to, I'll be your friend.
And he was, and I'll, like, give you the insider scoop on the girls.
Yeah, and he was like, cool, I've never had a friend before. Red flag.
At least he was, like, in a castle.
Yeah, he was justified in not
having... His was more... I mean, there were, like, workers and stuff he could have befriended, but, like, she was, like, living her life.
Yeah, and she could have had friends. Yeah, and then he just, like, eliminates a bunch of girls right off... There's, like, 35 of them, and he eliminates, like, 9 or something
off the bat.
First
night, I remember.
Yeah, and one of them was Ashley from the plane.
Okay.
So that was her significance. 13? No, chapter 12.
Yeah.
So she's, like, eating the food, and she's like, this is the best food ever.
Yeah.
And he's like, how good is the food? And she's like, my sister would cry if she ate this. And then he's like, send some to her sister.
And if her sister cries, like, let's make a bet.
Yeah, and then if her sister cries, then you have to... go on a date with me, and then if
she doesn't,
she gets to wear pants.
Yeah, because she wants pants.
Yeah, and she's just like other girls who like pants.
Yes, but she loses, so she has to go on a date with him.
But he's such a good guy. He gives her pants anyways, but she's only allowed to wear it certain days of the week.
Yeah, I don't know.
Certain hours? I don't remember.
But then they're alone on their date thing, and she remembers the guy being like, give him whatever he wants. And so then she knees him in the groin. And that's the date.
I mean, I wrote some other things.
Oh, okay.
I said, before the kneeing, she also tells him all about her family, which is not useful, is what I said. I don't know what it said. Oh, and I wrote literally, oh, and he sends the cameras away. Oh, yeah. This was me going, clearly he wants you. Like, it's already been decided. You're the one.
Yeah.
Like, he's talked to every girl at this point.
And he's like, go on a date with me. Like, her first. Yeah.
Why would he go on a date with you first if you're just the confidant?
Yeah.
Why would he send the cameras away if you're just the friend? Like,
yeah.
He wants you.
Yeah.
And then she thinks, this is it. I'm going home. She tells him, someone told me, like, someone might want, like, me to have sex with you. And then he's, like, really upset.
Yeah.
Because he's like, I can't believe that. Like, no, I don't.
I might, but, like, I'm not in an aggressive way. Chapter 13, there's a rebel attack.
Yeah. Was this thrilling to you? This is the, like, thrilling part of the book.
Yeah, it wasn't. They just, like, close some metal shutter things.
Yeah, because they basically just go into lockdown.
Yeah.
And America's freaking out because her maids, where are her maids?
I know. And
no one else cares about their maids. So Maxim's like, hey.
Hey, she likes her maids.
Which, okay.
Justified. Actually, it was very sweet.
It's a really sweet quality. Yeah. Like, no one else cares about the well-being of the other people in the castle but her. So. Yeah.
And it makes sense, too, because, like.
She's closer to the maids.
Yeah. And Aspen was, like, a servant class, too. So she's, like, they're people. Yeah. Like, we should treat them like people.
Yeah. And then she tells him how to comfort the women who are crying.
Yeah. Yeah.
And also, she really wants Marley to win, because she's friends with Marley, so she starts giving her tips on, like, what would be a good queen.
Yeah.
At this point.
Also, they talk about the Northerners and the Southerners.
Yeah.
As far as rebels, because there's two separate rebel groups, and the Northerners are just kind of, like, looking for something, and the Southerners are, like, really want to kill people.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's weird how they're attacked so easily. Like, the castle.
Yeah.
It's just often attacked by rebels. And then, sorry, go ahead.
I pointed out, like, during this raid, this is about, like, their relationship. He, like, talks to her a bunch. Also tells her about the rebels, which he doesn't tell anyone else. Like, he's telling her very private secrets about the castle. And then he, like, keeps her calm. And I was like, see, they're going to be together. Like, they've got the, like, vulnerability already. And they've also got the, like, that compatibility of, like, I know what you need in times of stress.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they both do it to each other. Yeah. I'm like, it's done. You just like Aspen because he was, like,
your... The first one. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't... At this point, I was like, I don't know why you and Aspen work, other than that you, like, are into each other.
Yeah. Okay, so can you answer a very important question?
Yeah.
Lucy the maid. They have this elaborate Lucy has PTSD
thing. I know, I don't know.
You like, you read the rest of the series. I was like, is this relevant?
Like, what happened to her?
Yeah, like, does anything else happen in the book about, like, why does Lucy have PTSD?
I think she got raped.
No, she didn't. She almost got raped, and then the guard shot the guy, and he fell on top of her.
Okay, so
they said all this. They told us her whole backstory, and that she lives with her dad in the castle, and I was like, why?
I mean, it definitely continues. Lucy, like, ends up marrying someone, I think. There's quite a bit of drama between Lucy and one of the other maids, too, that happens.
Okay. All right. So she's allowed to have a backstory, because she has things
happen. Like, they continue.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'll allow it. In this story, it made no sense to me that she just has PTSD. Chapter 14. She plays cards with her maids. Maxim comes and tells her they're gonna start this new secret communication where they pull on their ears to talk to each other.
I know. I'm like, girl, you're it.
Yeah.
It's so obvious.
Yeah.
And at this point, I was like, yep. Aspen, see you later. I mean, he has been gone, too,
for a while. He's been gone for a while, yeah. I have no
idea. I said, if I was a teen reading this book, I think I'd be obsessed.
Really?
With him.
With Maxim?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
All right.
That's what I wrote.
But
that was me. I always liked the good boys.
Okay.
I was, like, such a good boy fan.
Yeah.
I was a kid. It's like, everyone was always into the bad boys. I'm like, why?
Think about the good boys.
The good boys. Oh, they're so good and sweet.
All right, that's valid. I don't think Aspen was a bad boy, though.
He was just nothing.
I thought Maxon was nothing.
They were both really nothing.
Yeah. That's true.
I said, oh, all I keep thinking about is the fact this is a book.
That's what Mariah and I say to each other a lot when we read stuff that isn't Amazon quality. We're like, ooh, it's a book.
He also talks about her on the TV show, and that he's going to keep her around for a long time.
Okay. I wrote, Maxon is all like, oh golly, what do? I'm so lost with girls.
Is that what you wrote?
Yeah.
Oh golly.
Yeah. That's what he's like with it. Like, he's like, I don't know how to talk to girl, America. Tell me how to talk to girl. That's what he sounds like in my head.
I wrote nothing about that.
And then she talks about her relationship with Aspen to Maxon, and he comforts her about it.
And then he promises to take her to the final two.
Yeah. So, like, and she's like, but he doesn't like me that way. Yeah. Yeah, that's all I have for chapter 15.
Yeah.
Chapter 16. Marley talks about her date with Maxon. And so, one of the other girls slaps Celeste and then gets sent home.
Yes, because Celeste, like...
Celeste
is the mean girl.
Yeah, and she's like...
And she, like, egged... You can't abuse anybody.
Yeah.
Like, if you hurt anyone in the section,
you're out.
And Celeste, like, prodded her verbally until she hit her. Then.
Yeah. And that's kind of what Celeste is doing. Like, she's, like, actively trying to get people eliminated.
Yes. Other things that I noted, Marley and Maxon hold hands, which makes America jealous. Mm-hmm. America likes his strong arms. Everyone's really jealous of America because she's been on two dates, and I think some of them haven't been on any dates yet.
Yeah.
But, like, she's really jealous about them going on dates at all. I'm like, dude, why are you...
If you're not into him,
who gives a crap?
Yeah.
Because she's like, he doesn't tell her about the dates, and he's like, I don't know, I guess she's like, I'm his friend, I'm supposed to help him figure it out.
Yeah.
So he needs to tell me about it.
Yeah. Chapter 17.
China is the bad guy.
That's your notes on chapter 17.
And Russia was the savior? I question. I wonder who the rebels are. The original Americans?
I love that you wrote that. I wrote two things for chapter 17. Photo shoot is boring.
Look at how much I wrote for chapter 17.
Holy shit. Look at how much I wrote. I wrote, Maxon discovers poverty. That was it.
Okay, what do I have to say?
Yeah, I kind of, like, was banging on Mariah having notes for this, because I really phoned it in.
So I wrote that the formal photos they do was so much like The Bachelorette. Like, The Bachelorette and Bachelor, every year, every season, they do one of those dates. And it was so much like it, where everyone's competing, and they're like, who's going to have the best photo? And someone starts kissing him, and then everyone's like, oh, do I kiss him too? Oh. I thought that was accurate.
Accurate to, I guess. All right.
During the shoot, he tickles her and pokes her and reassures her. I really went into the details.
Yeah.
I'm like, they are going to have the best pictures.
Literally, all I wrote was, photo shoot is boring. Guys, can you tell? Guess which one of us watches The Bachelor and which one doesn't?
And then they, like, have a little intimate moment, and he talks to her about the wet rebels, and he's worried about the country, and she's like, oh, it's okay, and then they squeeze hands, and she's like, I think we made up a strong connection. Oh, it's probably just nerves. He sends another girl home. Why? The girl warned another one to be careful what she says. It started with 34, and now they're at 25, I think. That's another comment that made literally no sense to me. Celeste is mean to America. America wants another date with Maxon and passes him a note. He runs to her Rory. She's upset, but she just wanted to see him, and he is pretty happy about that. She's so oblivious.
Are you not going to talk about that he discovered poverty?
I'm getting to it now. He's going to fight for the lower castes, I think. because they are talking about budget meetings and how his mom and him want more money to education. And then America says that that won't solve everything because people are literally starving. And he's appalled that he doesn't know that. And then he walks off all determined. She's going to fall in love with him.
How were you this into chapter 17? It's like blowing my mind.
Do I keep writing long notes like that? I kind of do. I was like, here we go. But then it gets shorter. Chapter 17 was my jam.
I love that you like describe the history of this land.
Because I was confused. I'm like, China, bad. Russia, good. America, original bad. Who's good? Who's bad? Confused.
So he tells all the people, the selected, that they're going to get less money. And then he's going to give the money to the lower castes so they can have food and meals and stuff. And I was like, I don't think this is how you're actually supposed to solve poverty.
But he's not solving poverty with that.
I know he's just trying to get them temporary food, basically. But, like, he's basically, like, donate to charity more to the girls.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't, like, charities are good. I'm not anti-charity here. I just think, like, if you're the king of the country, you can do more to fundamentally resolve the issue rather than give to charity.
Well, he starts a food bank.
Yeah.
To give hungry 5s, 6s, 7s, and 8s a free meal each day. It makes America cry. The queen is proud. The king is upset.
I'm so glad that that happened. Let's move on.
Why is the king upset?
Probably because I don't know. Do you know?
No. Well.
Does it talk about it later?
Yeah.
I always assumed later the king would be like, caste system is important because it maintains that I be king.
Yeah. I assume at this moment that Gavril, who I've decided to name, who is basically like the host of the reality TV show.
Yeah.
Is a rebel.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's actually kind of fun. Does he turn out to be?
I think so.
That's nifty. That's a fun twist.
Because they point out that he has a little X pin on his t-shirt. And I'm like, you would never point that out.
Unless
he's a rebel.
Okay, that's so true. I was just like, that's a weird detail.
I'm like, why would they? There's no reason.
That's so funny.
Like, I caught that. Normally you caught it.
Normally I pick up.
But I was really into this book.
And I was not.
All the girls think America's a frontrunner, so now they all are dressing like her.
Yeah.
Also, and they kissed, and it was bad because she wasn't ready. Mm-hmm. But then she decided she was ready, and then they kissed again.
And then he's like, are you good to watch me date some other people? And she's like, of course.
I was happy they kissed because I was rooting for Maxim.
For some reason.
You know what I think helped about this book and my context of reading it? I was, like, on vacation.
And you were just vibing?
Yeah. You just, like, want easy romance read. Like,
yeah.
That's when you want an easy romance.
And
when
bachelor, you're, like, sitting bachelor at the pool. Level. Yeah. Like,
when you're sitting at the pool. Like, that's what you want.
Yeah.
So, it, like...
It did what you needed it to do at the time. Whereas I was reading this literally last night and, like, just powering through so we could get this done. Yes. And I was like, oh my god, you're not even gonna fucking pick anyone. Chapter 19. He kisses Olivia. Swendway shows up.
Oh yeah, Sweden, but not.
Which is a country.
That yeah. I was like, it's Sweden.
It's like foreign dignitaries, basically. And they show up.
And also the queen's family.
Yeah, and again, another thing where I was like, why was this detail included? It felt very weird and out of place. America just has a conversation with the queen's sister about how the queen had several miscarriages. Like, around having Maxon.
Yeah.
And that's why he's, like, the only son kind of thing. Yeah. And that the queen is, like, looking for a daughter here, too. And I was just like, feels like this sister is, like, giving away way too much personal information.
It's true. I mean, it was useful for, like, understanding the queen.
Yeah.
Why did the sister deliver it?
Yeah, also, did we need to understand the queen?
I don't know, she is a character.
She is a character, but is she a relevant one?
I don't know. And I, at this point, was like, Marley is secretly dating that guard.
Oh, is she dating a guard? I was kind of hoping Marley was gay.
No,
she was. And that dating. She was dating another girl at the selection.
She was dating the guard that she was standing near. Oh. They were having a garden party, and she was standing off her on her own, but there was a guard there, and America's like, why is she over there? And I was like, she's into the guard.
Was she into the guard?
Yeah.
Oh. I kind of wanted her to be gay with, like, another one of the selected. I thought that would be really compelling and interesting.
Chapter 20? We're almost done. This is ridiculous. This is a stupid book.
Chapter 20. Marley isn't feeling it with Maxon.
No. She was before, and now she's not. Mysterious.
I wonder what happened. And then Aspen shows up, and he's a guard, and America's like, whoa, that's crazy that you're here. And then Maxon notices that she's like, whoa, there, you're looking at that man. And then Maxon's like, oh, you're from her place? You should be her guard.
So that she can have a friendly face.
Yeah, and then she's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, because she doesn't want to tell Maxon who Aspen really is. She also told Maxon, please don't kiss me again, because I, like, need to figure out my feelings. Which I was, like, respectful.
Yeah.
I like that.
That was respectful.
It was respectful on his part. And I also think it was, like, smart on her part.
Yeah, like, because she did need to figure some things out.
Yeah. And I said, this book just got complicated. Just now.
Yeah.
And is it almost over?
It's almost over. It was chapter 21. I'm like, I'm 83% of the way in, according to Amazon. I'm like, I feel like there's no plot. Like, what has happened? And then there's a party. America plays violin at the party. And then Celeste spills her drink on the girl whose party it is because it's somebody's birthday.
Yeah. I wondered at this point that maybe, because Marley is like, I'm going to stay. I don't want him, but I'm going to hang around. And I was like, maybe she's a rebel.
I actually had that thought too, and then I was like, I hope she's gay. But maybe she's a rebel. But no, she's just into a guard.
Yeah.
Chapter 22?
Yeah.
So she has a fight with Maxon, and I don't remember what it's about, but I thought he was kind of being an asshole in it.
It's because it was so much like The Bachelorette. Yeah.
You would only get this if you watched The Bachelorette.
I was like, this is literally The Bachelorette. Don't do it, America. So America goes, and she sees him, like, making out with Celeste or something.
I don't think they're making out. I think they're just talking.
Are they just talking? Well, she definitely catches him making out with Celeste at another point.
Okay.
But anyways, she, like, wants to communicate to him. Celeste is a bad person. Mm-hmm. You need to dump her. Never do that. You ever divorce Alex.
And then go on a
dating show. If there is a mean girl, never, never, ever tell the boy. You will not get good things in return.
That's so funny.
Because they always get, like, they don't always get mad, but I don't know. I guess they just want to figure it out for themselves on their own. Like, the girls who rat out the mean girls go home. Mm-hmm. So do the mean girls, but so do you.
Yeah.
The girls who stay above it all, they make it.
Yeah.
So I got a little worried for her because I was like, dude.
You're committing the cardinal sin.
The cardinal bachelorette sin.
Yeah.
Do not tell him who the mean girl is. And he didn't like it. And they don't like it. Either way, if it's a girl being told by a man, like he's the bad guy, or a guy being told by a woman, she's the mean girl.
They don't like it.
They don't like it. You get sent home almost immediately. Sometimes even before the mean girl.
Wow.
Yeah. Cardinal sin. But then, so now she's mad at him for, like, not sending home Celeste and, like...
Well, okay, no, so they have this argument, and my problem with it was that he's like, you don't have to agree with my decisions, but I am the prince of this land. Like, I am your king.
Yeah.
You will abide by my decisions.
Yeah. I mean, that was a little bit more not like The Bachelor.
Yeah.
I mean, they do have to abide by his decisions of, like, if you get sent home.
Yeah.
Like, you have to abide by that. You're gone. You know, you get to come back. But they didn't, he didn't, like, they don't lay down the law.
Well,
there is no law.
And that's the thing. In this one, I was, like, reminded of that in this moment. And I was like, I don't love the power differential where, like, he can just have her beheaded or some shit. Like, that's just, I don't know. It's like an icky feeling, and I didn't like that he used it in an argument, you know?
Yeah.
Like, he's like, by the way, I have the power to end you.
Yeah. That's a little problematic.
Yeah.
So she's mad at him. She goes back to her room, and her and Aspen make out.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, be with Maddox. I called him Maddox. What's his name?
Maxon.
I've read Maddox here quite a bit.
So funny. That you're like, no, be with him. Who's who?
Not this guy. I know that. The other one.
I was like, wow, the first exciting thing to happen. Aspen has, like, they have this little tryst in the bedroom.
Yeah. And I was like, and then they declare that they love each other again in chapter 23. And I'm like, shush, stop it. You're with Maxon now.
Yeah. And I was like, who the hell am I meant to be rooting for? Like, who does the author want me to go for?
I had a decision.
I don't understand, like.
But I do agree. Like, I was telling my, I remembered while I was reading this and telling my brother's girlfriend, like, something really terrible has to happen. Like, one of these guys has to pull a Gale.
Yeah. They have to murder a sibling.
Because neither of them are bad.
Yeah. It's like a weird, like, there's no wrong decision.
No.
And it's so strange that there's no wrong decision.
Yeah. Or, the other thing I thought was, Aspen will die. And there will not be a decision. She will just end up with...
Then I would love Aspen more. And then I thought it was so weird, like, because Aspen's like, oh, there's no other girl. That girl was just really clumsy, and I, like, caught her at the thing. When you thought you saw me with a girl, she just fell down, and I caught her. And I was like,
oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what we're going with?
Just, like, a series of unfortunate events.
Yeah, and so then I kept thinking maybe he is a playboy, but he's, like, lying or something. Like, he just wants her now.
It really was not that. He really loved her, and it really was just...
Wow. Crazy. It's just weird that they, like, baited and switched the is he a playboy thing. Because the other thing is, like, all her mates were like, he's so attractive and he's so nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I was like, maybe he's just flirting with everybody, but no, he really loves her. And then they have to go hide in the basement. There's another rebel attack.
She takes the maids with her. And that, yeah. Then I was like, maybe Aspen will die. And this book ends and it's Maxon. And we'll just, the next two books will be
her dealing with her grief.
But then he's also in the safe place, so I figured he wouldn't die.
Yeah. Otherwise, they're going to have to kill, like, a lot of characters.
Because the Southerners were there, and they were here to kill.
Yeah.
And so some of the girls are going to leave because that was so scary, and then...
Yeah, chapter 24.
Yeah. She does at that point realize that she does have feelings for Maxon, but they might not be as strong as Aspen feelings.
Mm-hmm. Also, Maxon, like, narrows it down to 6.
Yes, because, like, he's like, okay, that was dangerous.
I can't just have a bunch of girls scurrying around. Like, I'm taking the ones that I care about and putting their lives in danger.
So he keeps Marley,
mm-hmm.
Celeste, America. That's the only three I remember. Chris?
Yeah.
Cuckoopera? Don't you remember that girl?
That would be so funny.
Rhonda?
Stop saying names.
Okay, I don't know anyone else. But America realizes at this point that they have all become her family.
And she really wants to stay, too. Like, she's scared, like, when he's, like, listing the 6, she's, like, scared that it's not going to be her. And she's, like, been making out with Aspen in the meantime, so she's like, this is weird.
Yes.
And then,
Aspen is shocked. He's like, I thought she would be sent home. So now Aspen's like, wait a second.
Yeah, do you like him?
Does he like you?
Yeah, and then they also, her and Max, make up and they kiss. And she's like, oh, I like the kiss. But it wasn't quite as much as I liked the kiss with Aspen. And then chapter 25?
Wait, so at this point, though, with the kiss with Maxon tells her, like, you're my one.
You're the one, yeah.
I'm picking you. And I just have to keep the other ones, like...
In case it doesn't work out with you, because you are hung up with this other guy, you know?
Well, I wrote mostly because of food relationships, which
I have no idea what that means.
I think what that meant was, like, one of the girls had, like, family from, like, Mexico. Yeah. Like, good relationships. So, like, there was the, like, political reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And then everyone really liked Marley, so that she was, like, the political choice. And then Celeste was, like, really rich and, like...
Yeah.
But he really wants America. But he's going to let America decide for herself, so he's going to keep the other 5 as backup.
Chapter 25?
Yeah.
Aspen comes into America's room, and America's like, I'm really going to make a go at it with Maxon. Like, he...
Right after declaring my love for you, like, yeah. Last night.
Yeah. And he's just like, okay.
I'm just going to hang out.
I'm going to fight for you because I love you. Yeah.
But she says that she's choosing herself for once.
And she's like, cool, okay, I'm going to do the competition now. Now I'm going to start the competition. And that's the end of the book. I was really like, really? Okay, we're starting the competition now? Yeah, so...
But I did say, it was good enough that I want to read the next one rather than just Googling it. And yep. So I did.
So, Mariah, tell us what happens.
Oh, gosh. You think I would have remembered more as we read this? She picks... Who do you think?
The prince.
Drum roll, please.
The prince.
The prince, yes. She selects the prince.
Why doesn't she select Aspen?
I think she just decided she likes the prince more.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't.
What happens to Aspen?
He marries one of the maids.
Lucy?
I think so. I don't know which one.
Well, that's kind of cute.
He does get with one of the maids. Aspen's mom and dad are murdered. I remember that part.
Okay.
During one of the rebel attacks. Aspen was beaten by his dad. I remember that.
Okay. I didn't even know Aspen's dad.
I'm sorry, not Aspen. Maxim.
Was beaten by his dad?
And Maxim's parents are the ones who were murdered.
Jesus Christ, Mariah. I was like, why on earth did they go all the way back to Aspen's hometown?
Maxim's parents were murdered.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Maxim's dad beats him and then gets murdered?
Maxim's dad's been beating him all along.
Jesus.
Yeah.
This kid's dark.
And America finds out because during one of the rebel attacks, her and Maxim end up in a small room together. And I think he got, like, injured. I think, like, someone made a hit him, like, one of the rebels, and he had to fight him off, and then they got away. And so she was, like, having to deal with the wounds, and he had to take his shirt off. And then she saw all of the scars on his back of, like, being caned.
Wow.
Yeah.
Weird. That's a weird turn.
So his dad is terrible. And his dad is, like, keeping the caste system because, like, of power. And, like, she finds out about the guy who created this world and, like, how he realized, like, if I just speak the loudest, I can basically, like, have whatever I want happen. And so they end the caste system, I think, her and him, once they get married. I don't fully remember. Marley gets kicked out because they do find out that she...
The guard situation.
Yeah, and, like, the punishment is execution. But somehow, like... America's distraught and, like, weeping, and somehow they get out of it.
Okay.
And he, like, hides them, and they end up just working in the castle. So, like, she's, like, a kitchen maid, and he's, like, a gardener or something, and they, like, get married, and she tells America what it's like to have sex.
Okay.
I remember that. There also becomes, like, at one point, there's a rebel attack while she's in the garden, and she, like, hangs out with the rebels. Like, the rebels and her become friends. And I think that Maxim also becomes friends with the rebels. The rebels are looking for books to prove that this dude,
the guy
who created Ilya, was
bad. Okay.
So that also happened. Those are the things I can remember.
What did the Southerners, what was the point of Southerners?
Were they the bad guys? Oh, her dad was also a rebel. Her dad also died.
Her dad?
Yeah.
Was a rebel?
Yeah.
With the, which ones?
The good ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
And her dad dies.
Okay.
I don't remember why they were bad rebels. And I don't know what their goal was. I guess just overthrow.
I guess.
But the good rebels just wanted a better world. And Maxim agrees to work with them to create a better world.
Wow.
And then, like, the next book, book four, which I decided I'm not going to read that, is their daughter, I think. And, like, I guess it's been, like, quite a few years now. Because now she's their age. And what does this world look like now?
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm glad you read the rest, because that is curious.
But things definitely do happen.
Yeah. Yeah. It just not in this book.
Maxim also does something that pisses her off, and she decides not him. And then he has to, like, get back in her good graces. But I don't remember what he does.
Hmm. Does he, like, make out with Celeste? Is that it?
He does make out with Celeste. I don't think that was the thing, though. Mm-hmm. That, like... They also have, like, Have you watched Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
Red wedding kind of scene.
Oh.
I think Celeste dies. I think Celeste gets killed too, actually.
Huh.
Where, like, they're having a banquet, but, like, all the musicians are rebels and all take out their weapons.
Wow.
That's when his mom dies. I think in that scene is when his mom, dad, and Celeste die.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
interesting. I didn't expect it to go that direction, honestly.
You just thought it'd be flouncy flouncy to the end.
I did, honestly. All right.
Does Marley get her hand cut off? Or maybe she gets whipped a bunch. She might get whipped. And same with her. Maybe her husband gets his hand cut off.
Wow.
I can't remember.
Wow.
Big punishments for...
small crimes.
Not crimes.
Okay, so let's rate him. I'm going to let you lead the rating on him because...
I like him more?
Yeah, and I didn't... I just had this much of him.
Oh, I see. I wish I could remember why she hated him so much. I didn't think her reason was justified.
Okay.
And I also thought, you're dumb. Just talk to him about this. Which was one of those 17-year-old, the world is ending kind of moments.
Yeah. Look at the list. Tell me where Max and...
I want to know where you would
put him. Well, I would put him, like, near Tate. Here.
Okay. In my head, I was, like, above Innkeeper.
Yep.
That was all. I'm happy with that.
Above or below Tate, though?
Who's Tate? Oh, below. From... below.
Below.
Below, below, below.
Okay.
I just think about how hot he was in the movie.
That I didn't see. Maxon Shreves. I'm giving him a last name because it's absurd. Well, he's there. Yeah, okay, so guys, coming up. Really, crazy exciting news. You don't even know this is happening, but we're going to do A Court of Thorns and Roses.
The series.
Their series.
Is there only 3 books?
God, I hope so.
We're just both assuming it's a 3-book series. What if it's not? I think that it isn't. I think there's another book coming out. A Court of Frost and Starlight.
Fuck.
We haven't read that one. And that one came out in 2018. A Court of Silver Flames in 2021.
Oh, no. No.
It's the book that never ends.
I thought...
how can there be more?
I thought that this... oh, no. All right, well... we're doing the first 3 books in the court.
There's A Court of Frost and Starlight is called book 3.1, so maybe we don't have to read that one.
Great.
But A Court of Silver Flames is called book 4. Mm. And then there is a book 5. It has not been released yet. And there is a book 6, and it has not been released yet. So we could do 4 books.
Okay, well...
to be decided.
To be decided.
We might do a 3. It feels wrong to do 3 and not finish.
Stop signing us up for things. You haven't even finished 2, have you?
No. Halfway through.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to do a Court of Whatever series by Sarah J. Maas.
We're going to break it down for all y'all ACOTAR fans.
Yeah.
Don't you think I plugged that better?
You couldn't have done it better. Yeah, so that's coming soon. We're so close to being done reading. Stay tuned. You obviously will stay tuned because we have like 4 fans. And we are 2 of them. Yeah. Follow us on Instagram or look at our website. It's a cool website. It's nice. And support us on Patreon if you had any desire to do so. You don't have to. It's fine. We're probably going to keep doing this regardless. Yeah, Mariah, do you have anything you want to say?
No.
Nope. Okay. Bye.